AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Some say tonight could be a warm-up for the presidential debates. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on the same stage, though separately, on primetime TV. NBC is calling it the Commander-in-Chief Forum. Speaking in Tampa yesterday, Clinton said for a would-be Commander-in-Chief, Trump's talk about nuclear weapons is mind-boggling.
He says he doesn't care if other countries get them. Doesn't know why they haven't been used already. I mean, it's so mind-boggling. When I hear these things, I say that can't be true.
Trump says her mishandling of State Department email shows she's not fit to be president.
If she applied for a low-level job at the State Department today, just a low-level job, she couldn't even get a security clearance based on what she's done. Her conduct is disqualifying.
Donald Trump speaking in Virginia. Hurricane Newton has been downgraded to a tropical storm now, but the storm barreled onto Mexico's mainland this morning. It could dump rain on parts of Arizona and New Mexico. The National Hurricane Center's John Kanjalowski.
We think Newton's going to continue to weaken probably very quickly and move into extreme southern Arizona later on during the day today on Wednesday. But by the time it gets there, it'll likely be a much weaker system.
But he says the 1 to 3 inches of rain it may drop could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides for parts of Arizona and New Mexico. The UN says 28 million children around the world have been driven from their homes by war. Nearly as many have left their homes, says UNICEF, in search of a better life. Rumor is we'll see some new iPhones at the Apple fall product launch today. There's talk of a dual-lens camera for the new phones. This is AP Radio News. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg recently said she thinks the death penalty is fading away. Our Sandy Kozel says the numbers seem to back that up.
There have been just two executions since May 1st, and the total for 2016 could hit a 25-year low. Execution drug shortages, sometimes grotesque errors in death chambers, and legal challenges to sentences have contributed to the dramatic decline in the number of states carrying out executions. Only Texas, Georgia, and Missouri are using the death penalty with any regularity. I'm Sandy Kozel.
When Marilyn Monroe sang a breathless happy birthday to President Kennedy in May of 1962, a lot of people noticed that flesh-colored, skin-tight, beaded evening gown that she had to be sewn into. Now it's going to auction, and it could bring $3 million, according to the auction house in L.A. Marilyn Monroe died 3 months later. President Kennedy was killed the following year. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.